Hi there, I'm Sue Elvis from the blog Stories of an Unschooling Family. Welcome to my podcast. This is episode 206, and today I am by myself. You might remember that my daughter Imogen joined me for the last episode, but today she's working and I'm by myself. So I'm trying out something new today. I have my new iPhone connected up to my MacBook, and I'm using my phone as a webcam. I did some research this morning. Oh, I've had some terrible video lately and from my webcam, and I've been thinking, what can I do about it? I bought this webcam, a Logitech one. Cost me hundreds of dollars, and I don't know if I've got it set up wrongly, but it doesn't produce a nice crisp picture, which is probably just as well, because who wants to see all my wrinkles? But yes, it's frustrating, especially when I'm using my webcam to join other people for Zoom conversations. And that's what happened a couple of weeks ago, and a little bit before that. I have recorded two podcast episodes with Jesper and Cecilia Conrad from the Self-Directed podcast. And yes, I spoke to the Conrads for about an hour each time. And that first episode has been published. It's live wherever you listen to podcasts. It's also on YouTube, and that's what made me think about webcams, because I got brave enough to go and have a look at it, and I thought, oh wow, Cecilia and Jesper look nice and crisp. Their picture is beautiful, and mine isn't. And I thought, what can I do about this? I won't be invited to join any more podcast Zoom calls if I'm not careful. No, I am sure the Conrads didn't really mind about my picture quality, but I thought if it's something easy to fix, then maybe I can fix it. And yes, that's what I'm trying today. So maybe, and normally I don't normally do video as well as audio for my podcasts, but maybe if this turns out okay, I can put it up there on YouTube. It's good to experiment and learn new things, isn't it? And I just love learning more about technology and how I can use that to spread the unschooling message. Yeah, is there another way, another technique that I can learn so that I can tell my story, tell the stories of my children, and help people who might want to unschool? There's quite a few of us doing that these days. When I started out blogging 14 years ago, there weren't many unschooling bloggers around. Of course, there were people like Sandra Dodd, a legend. But I guess I came along at the start of a new wave of unschoolers who wanted to get out there on the internet. It's been 10 years since I started podcasting, and when I did start podcasting, I think there was one other unschooling podcast, and that one consisted of a set number of episodes. It was a series. People had been interviewed, recordings had been made, and then these recordings had been put together covering different unschooling topics. Yeah, a set number in the series. I can't remember what the podcast was called, but there was nobody doing, that I knew of anyway, that was podcasting in the same way as I was. And then, of course, Pam Loricchia came along, and oh, wow. So professional and consistent. And did I see the other day that she has, I don't know how many episodes, maybe a couple of hundred more than I do. She soon overtook me as far as producing episodes, a lot more consistent. Maybe she has more ideas makes us all sit down and do it, where I don't always do that. If I feel I haven't got much to say or I haven't got much opportunity, then my podcast gets left, dormant for a while. And then something happens and I sneak back to it and wonder if I got any listeners still. And yeah, I think I'd do a lot better if I produced an episode every week. I think maybe people think, is it worth supporting and following Sue Elvis? Because she might not be here next week. Yeah, so it's funny how we do that, isn't it? Someone once told me they thought that my way of doing it was very unschooly. Just do it when I felt like it. I have the freedom to do whatever I want. And if I don't feel like podcasting this week, I won't do it. But I have learned over the years that you really have to work at your goals, even if you are unschoolers. Unschooling isn't just about doing things when you feel like it and drifting through the days. It's about thinking about the things that are important to you and then going out there and working out how you're going to achieve those goals. Unschoolers are very good at achieving goals. They're very hard workers, which is sort of contrary to what a lot of critics say. They say that if our kids aren't forced to do anything, they won't do anything at all. But that's not true. It's hard to get kids to do things they don't see the sense in doing, but that's like everybody, isn't it? Adults are the same. If we haven't got a good reason for doing something, we're less likely to do it. We're going to say, hey, why bother? That's not important. That has no relevance to me. I want to go and do something, spend my time on something that is important to me. So is the podcast important to me? It is. I enjoy podcasting. Is it important to my listeners? And I guess that's the thing, isn't it? What's the point of sitting here talking to myself if nobody wants to listen? I got no feedback whatsoever about the last episode. Nobody stopped by with some questions from my daughter Imogen to answer. Does that mean nobody is interested, or does it mean that people just like to listen without saying anything? They want to listen quietly, not make me aware that they're there. It's the way most of us interact with the internet, isn't it? We like to hop around and listen here, read there, watch. We gather a bit of information from different places. But quite often, we don't want to be visible. We just want to, gather. And I guess that's good. I do it all the time. But it is encouraging when people give feedback, whether it's good or bad. The bad stuff, maybe it's better if it is given in a kind way. We wouldn't want to discourage anybody. Constructive, maybe. Then that allows people to improve what they're doing, maybe focus in a different angle of what they're doing. Or it's really good when people just stop by and say, hey, I really enjoyed that. Yeah, make another episode. That's how I got back into podcasting. It must be a couple of years ago now. A friend, Noelle, left me a few comments about some of my episodes and said, when are you going to make another one, Sue? I'm here. I want to listen. Yeah, silence. Silence. When we receive silence, we're quite likely to give silence. That it doesn't seem to matter. It seems like it doesn't matter whether we speak or write or make a video or not, if nobody is interacting with us. Silence begets silence, I guess. Encourages us to go do something else. Well, I haven't got any notes whatsoever this morning. I'm just sitting down here chatting and trying out my phone as a webcam. I've got a new light and I'm trying a video as well as a podcast. And that's something different. Whether anybody wants to listen or watch is another matter, because this time, even if I don't get any watchers or listeners, I will have learned something myself today. Now, today is a special day. Today is my 63rd birthday. Now, I re-listened to episode 3 of this podcast maybe 2 days ago, and it was one about aging. Could have been called something like aging, wrinkles, appearance, and I don't know. As I said, I have no notes today, but episode 3, and I've been thinking about aging because it is my birthday, and I remembered making that episode, and I thought, what did I say? Is it worth putting on my blog again, directing people to it, highlighting it, or do I want to bury that one deep in the archive? So it is about half an hour long, and it is my third one. Though I wasn't expecting much. Yeah, 203 episodes ago, what was I like as a podcaster right at the beginning? On my first episode, one of my daughters listened and she said, "Mom, your voice sounds strange. You're using your other people voice and not your family voice." And that made me a bit self-conscious. I'd already uploaded my podcast and I wondered whether I should go and delete it because my voice obviously sounded strange. But when I listened to episode 3, yeah, I don't know if my voice has changed, but it was okay. I was really quite happy with it. Not too many ums and ahs. My thoughts were together. It flowed quite nicely. I do know that I wasn't using one of those filters that you put in front of your mic to stop the spitting sound. And so I got a few sounds every now and then, and I learned how to get rid of that problem later on. But for what I said, it was okay. I was happy with it. So I've put that on my blog if anybody would like to go and listen. You can just scroll through your podcast app, I suppose, right back to the beginning. But I was talking about aging and our appearance and how society is sort of set up for the young, and we're encouraged to keep our youthful looks by, you know, we're supposed to buy all these expensive creams and slather them on. And it's our fault if we get wrinkles and start to look odd, or at least that's the impression we can get. And I was thinking about guilt. I've got wrinkles. Is that my fault? Should I be ashamed of that? I've let time catch up with my face. Perhaps I should have looked after myself a bit better. And then I think, well, it doesn't really matter about wrinkles, does it? We're all going to get old. I was watching some videos. Oh, who was it? Justine Bateman, I think it was. And she is aging naturally, gracefully. She refuses to have surgery to keep herself looking young. She's an actress, but I think she's gone into film production or film direction, something along those lines. And she's had a lot of critics say, you know, what happened to Justine? She looks odd. And maybe a friend said that to her as well. And she just said, well, I got older, didn't I? I mean, it's really quite obvious, isn't it? We're all going to age. We're all going to get wrinkles. It's just the way it is. Why do we worry about it so much? Do we feel that our value decreases as we age? Yeah. And sometimes I do feel that other people look at me and think, Suze, hasn't got much to say. She's too old. She's unrelatable. You know, we're young. We're in the middle of everything. And Sue has gone past her use-by date. And over the last 10 or so years, I guess I have been pondering aging as my face has started to look older. And yeah, I don't really want to look old. I think as one of the things I said in that podcast was my insides are younger than my outside. And yeah, I feel young inside. And when I look in the mirror, I get a bit of a shock. Is that really me? And of course it is. But so today is my 63rd birthday. And for once, I've given my age out before, but I am proud of that number today. First of all, I like the number 63. You might know from listening to my podcast that, I love numbers. 63, 3 and 6. Half of 6 is 3, double 3 is 6. Add them together, you get 9. Divide it by 3, you get 3. Multiples of 3. I rather like the number 63. But the other reason I like being 63 is because Sue Patterson from the website Unschooling Mum to Mum, she is also 63. We share an age and we share a name. And I was listening to her episode of the self-directed podcast, which was not the last one because that was my one, but the one before. Really good episode. She was talked about a lot of things, but first of all, I'd say about the age. And she was saying, you know, I'm 63. And I thought, wow. She reminded me that I'm 63 today. But I was thinking, she doesn't mind telling people how old she is. She's proud of it. And she wants to let people know that when you get to 63, into your 60s, older, your life isn't over. You still got lots of things to do. Life is still good. And yeah, I thought, why? That's what I want to do. And I've written about it before. I want to be wise and sparkly. I want to be a wise, sparkly, older woman. I want to be able to say to people younger than me, especially women, and especially my daughters, that it's going to be okay when you get older. You're still going to have a lot of things to do. You're still going to be able to be part of the conversation, and you're still valuable. And I want to have a gang, a gang of wise, older, sparkly people. Do you want to join my gang of wise, sparkly, older? Yeah, wise, sparkly, older gang. Should have written those words down, get them all in the right order. But yeah, I think that sometimes we're too concerned about hiding who we really are. We want to give a false impression. We want to look beautiful. We want to look young. We want to go out there and be one of the, you know, the cool kids of unschooling, cool mothers of unschooling. But in pretending to be people we are not, we lose the opportunity to encourage other women, especially coming along after us. Yes, we could give encouragement, hope, support, or we could be embarrassed by, what we look like and what age we have reached. So there's some of the thoughts I'm having on my birthday. Yeah, anything else you want to say about that? I'm going to make this a short podcast because really it's just a test. And who wants to watch a long video with somebody just at talking without structure for their podcast? Yeah, should have got a topic, but I've been into town. I had morning tea at the cafe where two of my daughters work. They treated me rotten. You know, they led me to a table and gave me free coffee, free food. It's your birthday, Mom. And I've just got home and I had this idea in my head about the webcam, and I've got a whole empty day while everybody's at work. And I thought, well, how do I want to spend my day? Well, look, go, because you go and experiment with your phone and okay, so that's what I am doing. But I'm not going to do that all day. I'm going to have a look at this video, listen to the sound quality, which just reminds me, I forgot to plug in my good mic. Probably the sound quality is horrendous. But one step at a time, things don't have to be perfect, do they? And this is what I was thinking about my early podcast episodes. Yeah, there were problems with them. Sound quality wasn't 100%. I used to say more ums and ahs than I do now. But maybe I was using my other people voice. But we have to go out there and do things. We can't wait till we're perfect, because we'll never be perfect, especially if we don't even try. I'll do that when I'm good at it. Well, the way we get good at it is by doing it. And that's another way to encourage people, isn't it? Not to look like we've got it all together, but to try. And we have to be a good example for our kids this way. If we want our kids to be adventurous learners and to take risks, then we have to be willing to do that ourselves, to step outside our comfort zones and learn new things, and to put ourselves out there where we might be criticized, and not worry about it, because the benefits to our kids and maybe to other people who are coming along behind us, the benefits are enormous. It's just what we have to do. We have to take risks. So I was also talking the other day on my blog, associating that with joining other people via Zoom for Zoom discussions, especially the ones in our unschooling community, Unschooling Together. I've done a lot of those. And joining other people on their podcasts, like joining Jesper and Cecilia Conrad on their podcast, Self-Directed. Now, I can't remember whether I told you. Matter, I'll tell you again. I have recorded two episodes for the Self-Directed podcast. One has been published and one will be published soon. The first one, we talked about all sorts of things, but what I was thinking about today, what I was remembering was teenagers and not worried, being so worried about other people's opinions and how you can see to the needs of multiple children in the family when you're unschooling. Oh, there were other things as well, but those are a few things that come to mind. And the next episode I recorded with the Conrads, we spoke about unconditional love, a whole episode about my favorite topic, unconditional love. And so I'm excited about that one being published. And I won't sort of get too worried about the audio, the video quality. I was just be grateful that the Conrads gave me the opportunity to speak about unconditional love, which is the biggest message that I want to share. And I'm meeting up with the Conrads again on Friday. It's Tuesday in Australia at the moment, and I have no idea what we're going to be talking about for our third podcast episode. All I know is it's going to be good, because I just love chatting with Cecilia and Jesper. So they're just so friendly and lovely people to chat with, and it's going to be an enjoyable discussion. Well, I am going to say goodbye now. End of episode 206. We'll see whether this is good enough to put up on Apple Podcasts and all the other podcast apps, and also on YouTube. I'll go have a look, see what I look like on my 63rd birthday. So please hop over to my blog, Stories of an Unschooling Family. Loads of new posts up there. Yeah, I've been pretty consistent with my post writing. YouTube, Sue Elvis. Instagram. Still going on Instagram, my account. Slowly plodding along. A few followers, but I'm gathering together a number of posts. And then there's my books, Curious Unschoolers, Radical Unschool Love, and The Unschool Challenge. And you can find those on Amazon. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. If it all works out, I might do it again another time. So until next time, live a radical life of unconditional love.